The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how obesity and a higher BMI are linked to a greater risk of MS and autoimmune activity. Obesity and a higher body mass index are associated with both increased multiple sclerosis risk and harmful autoimmune activity that is induced by leptin, a hormone secreted by fat cells, a study finds. These results indicate that leptin, which helps regulate body weight, may act as a functional link between obesity and MS. The study, Obesity and the Risk of Multiple Sclerosis, The Role of Leptin, was published in the Annals of Clinical and Translational Neurology. The worldwide prevalence of MS has increased over the past years, and previous studies have found a potential association between BMI and the risk of developing the disease, raising the possibility that increasing global obesity and MS cases may be related. Obesity is known to promote chronic systemic inflammation, partially mediated by fat cells that secrete immune signaling proteins called cytokines and can worsen immune disorders like MS. The hormone leptin plays a key role in regulating energy balance by inhibiting hunger and functions by binding to leptin receptors. Leptin also is involved in the regulation of inflammatory and autoimmune responses in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks its own cells. Because MS is considered an autoimmune disease, researchers now investigated if leptin is involved in regulating the autoimmune response in MS patients, thereby linking the disorder to BMI and obesity. Between July 2013 and October 2019, a total of 631 people participated in the study. 309 relapsing remitting MS patients and 322 age and sex matched healthy individuals. Based on the World Health Organization BMI definition, 162 MS patients and 145 healthy controls were normal or underweight. Meanwhile, 90 patients and 108 controls were overweight, and 57 patients and 69 controls were obese. About three-fourths of the participants in both groups were women. A total of 229 MS patients and 247 controls, with a mean overall age in the two groups of 41. Excess weight at age 15 and obesity at age 20 were both associated with an increased risk of developing MS. Specifically, the risk was 2.16 times higher for those who were overweight at age 15 and 3.9 times higher for those with obesity at age 20. Moreover, in both MS patients and healthy controls, a higher BMI corresponded with higher blood levels of leptin, with obese patients having the highest leptin levels. In several immune cell types, including T cells, expression of the leptin receptor increases when cells are activated. In autoreactive T cells that cause autoimmunity, leptin was found to prevent the cells from undergoing programmed death or apoptosis,
in a dose-dependent manner. However, this effect disappeared when the leptin receptor was blocked, demonstrating that leptin activity prevents apoptosis in autoreactive T cells and promotes a pro-inflammatory state. In MS patients, BMI was found to be linked with the increased production of cytokine-secreting cells, such that obese people had the highest production. Moreover, when autoreactive T cells from MS patients with normal weight were treated with leptin, they showed increased production of the same cytokines as cells from obese patients. Again, this effect was reversed by blocking their leptin receptor. Meanwhile, among people with MS of normal weight, leptin levels were found to be negatively associated with a proportion of circulating regulatory T cells that control autoimmune responses. Leptin treatment diminishes Treg cell growth and the production of new cells, and blocking the leptin receptor reverses this effect. Importantly, Treg cells from MS patients are blocked in the production of autoreactive T cells and their cytokine secretion, an effect that was diminished by the addition of leptin. Leptin's suppressive effect on Treg cells was found to be influenced by factors that regulate new cell production and growth. Taken together, these results suggest that leptin may favor autoreactive over regulatory T cell activity. Leptin promotes autoreactive T cell proliferation and pro-inflammatory cytokine secretion, while inhibiting Treg cell proliferation, the researchers wrote. Overall, the discovery of different pathways linking metabolism and autoimmunity allows a better understanding of the relationship between MS and certain lifestyle factors. One limitation of the study is that data was not available for the study participants on other factors that might have contributed to childhood and adolescent obesity. Thus, further studies are needed to address the link between obesity and leptin in MS. Further investigations will contribute to the development of new treatments, targeting improved energy balance modulation and ultimately better control over autoimmune diseases, the researchers concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series.
How much energy do you spend making yourself presentable? She smelled amazing, I commented to my obviously oblivious husband as we walked our muddy dog back home after our long walk. Did you smell that lady as she walked past us? Unfortunately, the lady was too far gone for me to awkwardly run back up to her and say, "What perfume are you wearing?" I hadn't worn perfume in ages, I only wear it when I go out, and I hadn't been anywhere. My husband is the same way. Why do we wear perfume or aftershave when we go out? This got me thinking about society and why we do the things that we do in general. Makeup is the same. Why do we even apply it? It takes so much energy to put it on, take it off, touch it up throughout the day. Some people with multiple sclerosis experience unusual symptoms that may affect their ability to do hair and makeup. Damage to fine motor skills can also make it tough to put makeup on at all. Yet some of us still feel the need to wear it. My husband often tells me that he loves me just the way that I am, with or without makeup. So why do I spend the little energy I have putting it on anyway when I go out? Do I care that much about what others think of me? It made me realise how much fatigue I was probably causing myself. And for what? Strangers who don't know me? I think we all have a standard that we set ourselves. I realise that mine is looking presentable, smelling nice, wearing makeup, tidying my hair up, cleaning my teeth, etc. Your standard might be different to mine, and that's totally okay. each person's standard is different. Since I was a teenager, my skin has been really bad. Makeup makes it far, far worse. In the last few months, I decided to give up trying to cover it up and found that I'm far happier as a result. I've stopped caring. I'm happy to just let the hormonal acne shine through because I know it'll just calm down faster than if I tried to cover it up anyway. Some may disagree with me, and that's totally okay. By the way, if you want to heal your acne faster, I highly recommend putting pure honey on clean skin for 10 to 20 minutes, then washing it off with water. Its antibacterial nature works like a charm, and pimples disappear so much faster. Have you ever consciously thought about how you present yourself to the world and why? I'm getting deep here, I know. Stick with me. For example, as women, do we do our makeup and hair for ourselves to feel more attractive and confident? Or do we think that we look awful otherwise? Or are we afraid of what others might think of us if we didn't do our hair and makeup? Do we need to go through the effort that we do? Or could we just be using the energy in a more productive way elsewhere? Sometimes I'm so tired that I do not bother. There are more important things in life. But what about when we're feeling well? Maybe we use these products because we have low self-esteem and we don't like the way that we look. What if we worked on our confidence instead of just painting over our flaws? What difference would that make in our lives if we were just comfortable in our own skin? If you want to work on your confidence, by the way, I recommend a book that I just read by Jen Sincero called You Are a Badass. If you're someone who doesn't feel good enough, it is perfect for you. It helped me work through some really bad feelings that I had about myself. Let me tell you this. There is nothing more beautiful than a person who is not afraid to be who they are. Plus, life is too short to not be happy, right? If we took the time to look inward and discover why we are the way that we are, maybe we could reduce our MS symptoms because we wouldn't be using this energy worrying about others' opinions or applying makeup and hair products. Plus, we could live a life that is more true to us. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves the deep questions, because only then we can grow. So today, think about why you do the things that you do.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.